Start your day at the Turaway, Northwest London. Wednesday, 19th of Iyar, 10th of May. Rabbi Michal Jablinovitz, Shlita, Eruv Tavshilin. This week's Torah is sponsored by Family Wiesenfeld, Leila Nishmas, Rabbi Frank Fisher, and Rabbi Yoel Ari Yisrael Rocha, with official Dick from Antwerp, Boulevard. The yard site is this Friday.
First, I want to apologize. I'm a little under the weather, so my voice is not 100%. I'll do my best. I want to discuss Erev Tavshilin. Obviously, it's just a half an hour. We don't have so much time, but I want to discuss the basic heter of Erev Tavshilin, how it works, and some halachic nafkaminas between the different shitas of how Erev Tavshilin is able to work. First of all, the main sugya, the home address of Erev Tavshilin, of course, is in Maseches Beitza, the beginning of the second parak. The Mishnah says, Yom Tov Shechol Yos Erev Shabbos Lo Yivasha B'tchila Miyom Tov LeShabbos Avo Mivasha Lul Yom Tov Im Hosir Hosir LeShabbos. You're not allowed to cook. If Yom Tov falls down on Erev Shabbos, Friday's Yom Tov, like this year, I thought I would discuss it. It's coming up this year. Here in Chutz Laaretz, you just had an Erev Tavshilin at the end of Pesach. Shavuos, Yetzer Hashem, we'll all have an Erev Tavshilin, and we'll also discuss the Nafkaminis Halach between the different types. The Erev Tavshilin of Thursday, Friday, and then Shabbos, as opposed to the way it is on Shavuos, first day Yom Tov and then Shabbos. So the Mishnah says you can't cook on Yom Tov or Shabbos. Even though there's a heter to cook on Yom Tov, of course, heter ochel nefesh, that's for Yom Tov, not to cook on Yom Tov for the next day. If, says the Mishnah, you have a lot of food, you cook a lot on Yom Tov, you have leftover, vakasha, you can eat it on Shabbos, of course. Mm-hmm. But you can't cook lechadchila on Yom Tov for Shabbos. What do? So basically, we start cooking on Erev Yom Tov, right? Keilu, we started out cooking before Yom Tov, when we could cook for Shabbos, right? Let's say, this coming Yom Tov, Friday is Yom Tov, cook on Thursday for Shabbos. So I start cooking on Thursday on Erev Yom Tov, Keilu. I'm starting the cooking, and then I'm just finishing it off on Yom Tov. I already started it before Yom Tov. What's the reason? So the Gemara asks, my timer, two shittas, they're going to come perhaps more relevant halacha lemaisa in the continuation. Omar Rava, Kadesh Yivra Mani Yafel Shabbos, Mani Yafel Yom Tov. Want to make sure you have food for Shabbos and food for Yom Tov, right? We don't want you to use up all the food, right? Remember, after cooking for Yom Tov, have to have food for Yom Tov. I need to have food for Shabbos too. Vashi amar k'dei sheyomru einofin miyom tov l'shabbos, kal v'chor me miyom tov l'chol. You know what I should realize? I can't cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, all the more so I can't cook on Yom Tov stam for the next day when it's a week. Okay, so the question is, how does the Erev Tavshilin work? How does it work? Here the sugya is in Psachim. The sugya is in Psachim, Mem Vav Amid Beis, Machlokes Din Rabbein Rav Chista, well-known Machlokes, says the Gemara Mem Vav Amid Beis in Psachim, Itmar, Ha'ofem Yom Tov L'chol. Okay, we just said, you can't cook on Yom Tov L'chol. Okay, somebody was over. Somebody cooked on Yom Tov L'chol, right? There's a heter ochel nevesh on Yom Tov, but for Yom Tov, he cooked from Yom Tov. What does it mean he cooked on Yom Tov? What does it mean? He got up and made a grand pronouncement. I am cooking today on Yom Tov, but I'm having a party tonight, and I'm cooking. What's the pshat? How do we know he cooked from Yom Tov l'chol? So two possibilities. Some learn that way. But you see, Rashi learns. How do we know he cooked on Yom Tov l'chol? When did he cook on Yom Tov? No, when did he cook on Yom Tov? afternoon after the Suda, he had his Yontif Suda, he already ate, and now he's cooking. No, come on, you're cooking for the weekday, cooking for after Yontif. Right? No. We're talking about first day Yontif in Eretz Yisrael and second day Yontif in Chutz Laretz. For you're cooking for the weekday. What's the halacha? Rav Chista Mar Loike. You get Malkus. Lo sasa ko malacha. You're not going to do malacha on Yontif too. It's a heter ochel nefesh. If you don't follow the guidelines of the heter ochel nefesh, you're over the issue of lo sasa ko malacha. Of course, you get Malkus. Rav Amar Eino Loike. Imagine, Eino Loike. No, you're not over lo sasa ko malacha. Why not? Says Rav Chista Mar Loike. Lo amrinan hoil umikloy le orchim chazile. It's interesting, the Gemara starts with like the negative. Before introducing us, Rabbi Shita of Hoel, it starts with Rav Chista holds, you get Malkus, we don't hold Hoel. I'll explain Hoel in a moment. Rabbi says, right? Rav Chista is more posh than Shita. Rabbi Amar Eino Loke Amrinan Hoel. Say Hoel. What's Hoel? Right? Hoel umikloy le orchim chazile. Since if guests knock on his door, and they come into his house. Ooh, Baruch Hashem, I have food for you. I just cooked. I didn't really need it. Maybe I was going to use it for, but now I'm going to, says Rabba, since anything I cook on Yontif is potentially suitable for Yontif, you don't get Malkus. You don't get Malkus. Now, we get to a little moment, not in a moment, in a little while, Shita Sarambam, the way it's understood by the Beis Yosef and others, that maybe it's still in Nitzer. But the Pasha Pshat, the way most Rishonim learn, it's Mutter, right? Or not, it's Mutter. There's no Issa Deraisa. You're not over Lo Savasha. Ain't a loke. Ain't a loke. Okay? Ain't a loke. Because it's fit on to be used on Yontif. So why should you get Malkus? So now, Omale Rabba L'Rav Chista. So Rabbu holds Hoil, says to Rav Chista, there's no Hoil, you cook on Yontif for a weekday, you get Malkus. So he asked him a follow-up question. Lididcha, the martelo amrinan hoel, heich ofin biyontof l'shabbos. According to you, that you don't hold hoel, how do you cook, bake? How do you cook, how do you bake on yontof l'shabbos? How do you cook on yontof l'shabbos? What's his question? His question is very simple. His question is like this. The only heter, again, of course, this is all the Torah Havamina, but the worst thinking right now, very simple. You see, according to Rav Chista, the only heter of Ochel Nefesh is for Bo Bayom. It's Yontif, I'm cooking to eat today. You cook for tomorrow, it's an Issa Deraisa. Not only tomorrow, that's a weekday, even tomorrow that's Shabbos. So how do we cook on Yontif Shabbos? That's also in the Torah. Omalei. What do you ask of me? Mishum Eruf Tavshilin. Everybody knows you make an Eruf Tavshilin. Frek Rabba back to Rav Chista. Mishum Eruf Tavshilin. Sharinon Isura Daraisa. Right? This is the Yisod over here, Rabbi Yisai. Everybody should understand. Dover Poshut. Eruf Tavshilin only works if the prohibition, the Isra is only in Isra Daraisa. There's no such thing in the world that the Torah says something's also. Come the Rabbanan, and we're going to say, no, we're going to create something called an Erev, and now you can actively vi. Ain't davar kaza. No such thing. The Rambam in Hilchas Yontif says, interesting, why is it called Eruv Tavshilin? Why is it called Eruv Tavshilin? So, Eruv means like to mix. What's Pshat Eruv Tavshilin? Says the Rambam. To mix. So the Rambam says the reason Eruv Tavshilin is called an Eruv is because it's like Eruv Echatzeros, right? There's a concept of Eruv, right? Eruv Echatzeros there's an Issa Deraisa of Otsah. You can't carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, right? But if you have your house into the Chotzer, into your courtyard, Al pi din Torah, it's mutter to carry, right? It's mutter to carry. The Rabbanon made exeris that it's usher to carry.
You're not allowed to carry him in Abayis at a Chotzer, unless you make an Eruve Chatzeros. In an Eruve Chatzeros, you're like combining, you're combining your Bima Arev, the houses with the Chotzer. Says the Rambam, just like Eruve Chatzeros, with the word Eruv is applicable, and it's Mishum Heker, in order to realize, whoa, only this is Mutur, because I made an Eruv, meaning the Rabbanim said, we're only going to let you do this if you make an Erev Chatzeros. But to do something more, to go Mamet, Rishus HaRabim, that for sure is us. Same thing over here, they call it Eruv Etavshilin. Eruv Etavshilin, right? We're allowing you, Al Yedei Eruv, to start cooking before, to cook on Yontif for Shabbos. But I should realize, I certainly can cook on Yontif Achol. Right? That's what the Rambam learned. The Ravid uses very strong language. He does not like that Rambam. He does not like the Rambam. How does he learn Eruv? What does anybody think? How does he learn? Where is there some kind of combining and mixing? Yontif and Shabbos. We'll talk more about it, but that's how the Rambam. But I told you that's the Rambam. Anyway, so there has to be, and this is the Rabbanon, in order for there to be a din of Erev Tavshilin. So how are you cooking from Yontif to Shabbos? That's Rabbis Kashi Rav Chista. So we said Mishum Erev Tavshilin Sharina Isur Doraisa. You could be Matur Nisur Doraisa with an Erev Tavshilin. Omar le mi doraisa tzorche Shabbos nasin biyonta. Oh, Rav Chista throws Rabba off guard, apparently. A big chiddush here. Min haTorah, you're allowed to cook on Yonta for Shabbos. We didn't know that, but Rav Chista says, mi doraisa, you're allowed to cook on Yonta for Shabbos. Okay. V'rabbonon hu degazru be'gzeres shema yomru ofen miyontov aflecho.
Says this is Shitas Rav Chista, right? Get this clear. Midoraisa, you're allowed to cook on Yontif, not only for Yontif, but also for the next day if it's Shabbos. Right? The Rabbonon said, don't do it. Don't cook on Yontif for Shabbos, because people might think you can cook for the next day even when it's cold. You make an Erev Tavshilin, there's a Heker, then you can cook from Yontif for Shabbos. But midorais you're allowed to. What does that mean? What does it mean midorais you're allowed to cook on Yontif for Shabbos? There's a heter ochal nevish to cook on Yontif. Ma pitom you're allowed to cook on Yontif for Shabbos? Machlokas Rashi Tosos had to learn this din of Rav Chista of Tzorchei Shabbos nasin biyontif. Says Rashi, Shabbos viyontif chada kedushahi. That's Shitas Rashi. Shabbos and Yontif is one Kedusha. I'm cook for Yontif. The Travayu Shabbos Ikri. Right? Sometimes Torah refer to Yontif as Shabbos, right? So since Shabbos and Yontif is essentially one Kedusha, and I'm allowed to cook on Yontif, I could also, Minat Torah, I can also cook on Yontif for Shabbos for the next day when it's Shabbos. Okay? That's Shitas Rashi in understanding Rav Chissa midoraisa tzorchei Shabbos nasin biyotim. Tosfos learns different, and Tosfos learns it's like this: not chada kedusha, but I need to eat on Shabbos, and if I don't have any food for Shabbos, unless you'll allow me to cook on Yontif, then it's included, it's nechlal in the heter ochel nefesh of Yontif. Okay? That the need to have food for Shabbos is included, according to the Shita Rav Chista, is included in the heter ochel nefesh of Yontif. Right? But lav davka that it's chad kedusha, Shabbos and Yontif. That's the subtle difference, and you can see, at least according to the Chasam Sofer, difference halacha lemaisa. Okay? All right. So again, to review, very important, because this is the fundamental issue in understanding Erev Tavshilin, is Machlokas, Rabba, and Rav Chista. And what we have to look for is, how is there only an Issa d'Rabbanon to cook on Yontif for Shabbos that allows you to make an Erev Tavshilin
and be able to cook on Yontif for Shabbos. According to Rabbah, you're not allowed to cook on Yontif for Shabbos, min haTorah. But the reason that there's no Issa Doraisa is because of Ho'il. Ho'il lowers it. That seems to be the simple pshat. Even that's not so partial among the Rishonim. But the basic way of understanding Ho'il is that because of Ho'il, there's no longer an Issa Doraisa that I cooked on Yontif for the next day. Shabbos Ocho. Right? Because according to Rabbah, there's no Nafkamina. But Ho'il removes the Issa Doraisa of cooking on Yontif for another day. But there's still an Issa Derabbanan. Erev Tavshilin takes care of the Issa Derabbanan. According to Rav Chista, there's no Sor of Ho'il. But according to Rav Chista, Midoraisa, you're allowed to cook on Yontif for Shabbos. The Rabbanan Gaz made a Gzeira. And that Gzeira is taken care of, or is overridden through the Takanas Chachamim of Erev Tavshilin. Why? Because now there's a Heker, because all Gzeira is lest you'll come and cook on Yontif for Chol. Now there's a Heker.
So Rabba doesn't need Erev Tavshilin at all?
Of course he does, in Issa D'Rabbanu. Still in Issa D'Rabbanu, that's what I said. Ho'a removes Issa D'Raisa, but it's still in Issa D'Rabbanu, according to Rabba. Okay? Now, we're going to make things a little bit more complicated before we clarify them. There's another Shita of Rabba. In a totally different context, there's something called Hachona. Hachona D'Rabba. And that's brought in the Gemara in Beitza Amid Beis. There, it's a whole different sugya of Beitza Shenol De Biyantav, trying to explain the reason why Beitza Shenol De Biyantav is us. But there's a concept of Hachono, and it's brought like this. This is the Gemara in Beitza Amid Beis. Quotes a pasuk, Vayah Bayom Hashishi Vechinu Es Asher Yaviu. That's a pasuk. Listen to the Gemara. Darshan's a pasuk. Chol mechin l'Shabbos, v'chol mechin l'Yontif. V'ein Yontif mechin l'Shabbos, v'ein Shabbos mechin l'Yontif. It's explicit. According to this drush of Rabba, Yontif is not mechin l'Shabbos. Yontif is not mechin l'Shabbos. Okay? A weekday is mechin for Shabbos, not Yontif. Min haTorah. This is Shitas Rabba. Comes Tosfos in our sugya in Psochim. Machokas Rabba Rav Chizah, we just explained. Comes Tosfos and says, I don't understand, what's Rabba talking about over here on Beitza, Beis Amid Beis? There's an Isser Hachona, and Yontov Mechon, the Shabbos Hasminat. Rabba holds Ho'il. Rabba holds Ho'il. What's the problem? Why are you telling me that Yontif can't be Mechin for Shabbos? Yontif is never Mechin for Shabbos because there's always Ho'il. You understand what I'm saying? Anytime there's a Hachon on Yontif, we'll say, oh, it's for Yontif, because maybe guests will come knocking on my door. So there's never a problem of Hachon according to Rabbah. The whole sheet of Rabbah doesn't even begin according to the Ho'il sheet of Rabbah. How do you put the two together? Has an Issa D'Raisa of Hachona, if there's a din of Ho'il, according to Rabbah, which removes the Issa D'Raisa all the time. How do the two work together? Answers Tosfos. Anyone know the answer?
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know if it's Tosfos' answer.
Yeah.
But what would happen if the food that he's cooking won't be ready till Motzei Yom Tov?
Better answer. You're on the right track.
You've got no Ho'il.
Say even better. Samuch L'Shkia. Just tweak it a little bit. Samuch l'shkia. That's what Tosfos says. So, you hear what Tosfos is saying like this. Ein hachinami. Ein hachinami, most of the day, according to Rabbi himself, there's no Issa D'Raisa of Hachana. Right? You're preparing something, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Ein yontov meichel neshabbos min haTorah doesn't apply, because it's Ho'il, because it's a Hachana for today. Aye, samuch l'shkia. Come on. Even if guests do come, there's not enough time for them to sit down and eat the food. Ho'il doesn't apply. That's Shitas Tosfos to reconcile the two Shitas of Rabbah, of Hachona in Meseches Beitza and Hoel in Meseches Pesachim. Okay? Now, there's also a Tosos over here in Beitza, on Beis Amid Beis, where he asks also on Rabba. And listen to how he asks, because it's a whole tumult among the Achronim. Listen to how Tosos asks here. Says Tosos on that. V'chi teima, so we learn Hachona. Hachona is an Issa Doraisa. So Tosos says, V'chi teima, al yedei eruvei tapshilin. V'chi osi, I should have started. Ach teima, the line before. Hoel v'achona doraisa, heich ofen umavashlan b'yomtov. Tosa says, since hachona is doraisa, how can you cook and bake on yomtov for Shabbos? V'chitei ma'idei eruvei tabshil, v'chi osi takonto d'rabonon, v'liakar hachona doraisa. V'nira liyashev, d'rabo gufei ozel l'taymei, this lay hoel. So first he says, there's no isa doraisa, because Rabba follows his shita of Hoel, right? Pesachim, he asked, but why do I even need to talk about Hachon the Rabbi if there is Hoel? So he answered up Samach Lashkiya. Here he's talking about how do you have an Erev Tavshilin? So he says, Hoel removes the Isser, the obvious kasha that's begged right now. We're going to get to Halach Lamaisa is a big nafkamina. We'll get to that in a moment. So he says, Hoel, Rabba Lishitosa. And then he says, listen carefully to how he phrases this. V'yafilu lididan, what does that mean? Even according to us, nicha, it's still good, still not a kasha. Dechol davar afui umivushal lo shayich bei hachono. She'enu mechuser rak tikun ba'alma demeikara havechazilei. Hear what Tosus answers? Tosus says, I feel that he done, even according to us, which posh up shot in that, is Tosus seems to be saying, we don't hold by Hoel. That's clearly what Tosus says. We don't hold by Hoel. So good, we answered up for Rabba. What about for us? We don't hold by Hoel. And what if we hold by the Hachana de Rabba, the Nisa de Raisa? Where, how does your Erev Tavshilin work? Says Tosfos, cooking is not called hachana. Why is cooking all hachana? It's tikkun ba'alma. The food is already there. You can eat it. Maybe it won't taste as good. He calls it tikkun ba'alma. Hachana means the way it's used there in the sugya. Beitzah shenolda came out of nowhere. Right? Before, it was Hukhan, it didn't exist. Right? Here, the food existed. Right? It just wasn't fixed in a way that would really be edible. That's not called hachana. That's called tikkun ba'alma. This is Tosos says.
He might have brought a raw animal and shechted it on Yom Tov. I didn't say it was mukhan.
That's not mukhan.
He might have brought a raw animal.
On the second day on Tov, or the last day on Tov.
Yeah.
And you're saying that's called Mukhan?
No.
Again, vis-a-vis Beitza, I guess it is called Mukhan.
And you got flour and water and you completely.
I don't know. It's a good question, but.
Okay.
Let me.
What do they mean by Hachon?
So that's a good question. Let me just continue and try to answer up as much. The Magen Avraham asks on Tosfos, why is Tosfos repeating the Gemara's Kasha in Pesachim? The Gemara asks in Pesachim, hey, there's an Issa d'Oraisa. How do you have an Erev Tavshilin? There's an Issa d'Oraisa. Tosfos repeating the question. Sfasemes, the Maharam on the back, the Sfasemes, the Chasam Sofer, they all answer the same thing. I'm going to tell you the way the Chasam Sofer says it. These are two separate inyanim. There's something called malacha, and there's something called hachana. The Gemara in Pesachim, when it asked, how are you matir, an Issa d'Oraisa with an Erev Tavshilin, is asking, al's the malacha shebo. There's an Issa bishul on Yontif. I don't care if you want to call tikkun or not. It's clearly malacha. It's one of the lametes malachas. It's a Mishnah in Klal Gadol. Toh's not going to argue on the Mishnah. But there's something else. A rab is not going to argue on the Mishnah. It's something else. It's called hachono. Tosus is asking lagabe hachono. Okay, that's number one. Right? And he gives two different answers. Answer number one is that ho'il works for hachona as well. That's Tosus' chiddush. The Gemara Pesachim tells us that l'shitas, l'fi rabba, ho'il takes care of the iser of malacha. Tosos is being mosif that ho'il also takes care of the iser hachana. Why? It's not called that yontif is making the Shabbos since it's mukhan lo toyam for this day itself if guests come. So it's not called I'm cooking on yontif. This is the first answer of Tosfos. This is the first answer. They're both cooking. This is the first answer of Tosfos. Is that ho'il works for achana as well. That's answer number one. Answer number two is, and if you, but liddi dan, that we don't hold ho'il. No. So how you're cooking, how you being making the food by cooking it, cooking as a hachana on Yom Tov Shabbos, says Tosfos is not called hachana. That's Tosfos' answer. Okay? Now, those are the basics of the sugya. The Mishnah Brura, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Lashon of the Mishnah, Mishnah Brura adds that if the reason, where according to Rabbah, the whole reason you have an Erev Tavshilin is because there's no Issa Daraisa because of Ho'il. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, according to that Shita of Rabbah, you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov Shabbos even with your Erev Tavshilin, Somuch L'Chashecha. If it's close to Shkia, you may no longer cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Because the whole Heter of an Erev Tavshilin is based on the Svar of Ho'il, and the Svar of Ho'il Pag Tok Fo doesn't work anymore as you get closer to Shkia. That's what? One second. You're using it right away. Food is a process. He even says there, if you make a cholent on Yantif for Shabbos, it has to be already cooked. He's makel, and it's machel, so machel ben Josiah, a third or a half, he says a third. Okay, so that's number one. Nafkin, if we're going nach shitas rabba, there's a whole on bir halacha, says shasad chak, since a lot hold like Rav Chista, they say that the Rambam, they want to say shita Rambam, is he holds like rabba, that you don't get malchus, But there's still an Issa D'oraisa in the Yontif L'cho. We don't hold Ho'il, but Tzorche Shabbos Nasin B'Yontif. Again, you understand, according to Rav Chista, Tzorche Shabbos Nasin B'Yontif, you could cook up to the last minute. So the Mishnah Berurah says, especially if you have like Shavuos, where the first day is D'oraisa, unless it's Shasad Chak, you shouldn't rely on Shitas Rav Chista. But if you have a Thursday, Friday, and then a Shabbos, and you're cooking on Friday, then you're cooking on Friday for Shabbos, it's the Yom Tov Sheni is only Nisa the Rabbani. You can be Mekel, more Tzad to be Mekel like Shitas Rav Chista, that Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim B'Yontif, and therefore you can cook up at Abatul Shkia. There's a Shulchan Aruch that says, in that case, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, the din is the Erev Tavshin allows me to cook on the second day Yontif, not on the first day Yontif. You can't cook on the first day Yontif for the second day, for Shabbos. Okay? Mogi and Avram brings different svaris. One is Shabbos, Shvus Krovi Hitiru, Shvus Rechokolo Hitiru. Says the Chasim Sofer, and so there's a whole deal in the Mogi and Avram, what about Bidiyevit? Says the Chasim Sofer, according to Tosos, Liddi Dan, we don't hold Ho'il. The Heter, now Rav Chis is going to come out of Chumrah, if you hear. The whole heter is Tzorchei Shabbos Nasin B'yontif. How does Rashi learn Tzorchei Shabbos Nasin B'yontif? Kedusha Achasein. You only say Kedusha Achasein, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Friday and Shabbos, not Thursday and Shabbos. That's not Kedusha Achas. So says Chasim Sofer, according to Rav Chisda, Noch Rashi's understanding of what Tzorchei Shabbos Nasin B'yontif means, you can only cook on second day Yontif for Shabbos. It says if you cook on the first day Yontif for Shabbos, it's an Issa Deraisa.
That's how the
you only say this one next to the other. Friday and Shabbos together is one. You don't say this day and 2 days later is Kedusha Achas. That's what the Chasim Sofer says.
So you all meet so ich ne ma also ich hoffe es man so koi so you all be